Before we jump into today's episode, I have something special for you. If you've been thinking about writing a book but aren't sure where to start, I want to personally invite you to my free Idea to Outline workshop. In this free session, I will guide you through the exact steps to take your book idea and turn it into a clear, actionable outline. It's time to stop feeling overwhelmed and start taking the right steps towards writing your best-selling book. The workshop's completely free, and you can sign up today by clicking the link in the show notes. I can't wait to help you bring your book to life. Now let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to Idea to Impact. I have a special guest today. I have Louise Cornell. Louise is a business coach, and she is helping women get out of their 9-to-5s to create more freedom and flexibility in their lives as well. How are you, Louise?
So good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
No worries at all. Now, we've known each other, I guess, for quite a while. I think probably since our early
20s. Yeah, 10 years now.
Yeah. And we've watched sort of each other on the sidelines with our respective journeys as well. And what people may not know is I reached out to Louise a couple of years ago and I asked her to share her story in for my first book, The Six Pillars of a Rewarding Life. And her story was in that very first book. So it's crazy how we're now full circle the moment, really. Louise, so tell me about yourself, about what it is that you do and how you help people.
So I was made redundant from my corporate 9-to-5 during COVID. And I think, like many people, that really opened my eyes to what is so, so possible. And I met you when I was working my second job. I was working a second job at the pub. I'd work all weekend and then work my corporate 9-to-5. And I really thought that was it for me. I really thought this was going to be working a job I didn't really like till I retire. And then I guess at some stage sort of dropping dead. And I really didn't see any other option out there. I'm not an overly creative human, I believe. I don't want to be an influencer. I don't want to get up and market, you know, shakes or other sort of things like that. Like, I was like, how am I going to ever leave this 9-to-5 industry? I can't make candles. I can't like go to fairs and make earrings, like shit. And that's sort of what kept me stuck for a really long time. I didn't actually know an online business was a possibility for me. Then I started this business and it went from strength to strength. I think I was earning double my corporate income within the first year of having a business. And it really felt like, why did no one tell me about this? Like, why did no one tell me this was a possibility? And that is really like my mission now, is showing women the online space is unlimited. It's uncapped. All of your wild dreams and goals are possible in here. There are women having $100,000 days. That can be yours. There are women who are working from all around the globe. That can be yours. There are women working around their kids and having their kids at home without going to daycare. That can be yours too, if that's what you really want. And it's about giving women the choice and just knowing that you can have it all. And I think we have in a society where it's hard for women. We're expected to work like we don't have children, or have children like we don't work. There has to be change, and it starts with this. Like, going out there, creating an incredible future for yourself, being your own boss, making amazing income, and like living your life to the fullest.
Yeah, I love that. And what was the early days like for your business too? So when you first started, let's look at when you were still employed in your full-time job and it was that transition moment. Like, obviously there's that scary leap or that jump that you've got to take and trust in yourself. What was that like, the transition period from full-time job to, yep, I'm on my own?
See, I was sort of unlucky but also lucky in a sense, because I was made redundant. I had no choice but to make this work. And I was in a job I really didn't like and I really didn't want to go back. And it was during the COVID lockdown. So there wasn't a lot of opportunity. So I had no choice but to make this work. So I just went all in. I was like, right, the scariest thing has happened. I've lost two of my jobs. All my income has disappeared. My now husband, he was my partner at the time, his income had disappeared. So it was this thing of, I have to make this work and I'm going to use the evidence of what I see online as evidence as possible for me. The women doing all the amazing things despite COVID, despite the lockdowns, despite people being really afraid for the future, means I can have this as well. So I really had this attitude of, I'm not going back to a 9-to-5 and I'm going to do whatever I can to make this work. And I did just that. So that looks like investing in coaches before really I felt ready. I remember my parents gave me like a cash gift. It was my birthday, I think the day after I got made redundant. So I used that gift to invest in my business. So I made a lot of uncomfortable decisions based on the business I wanted to have in 6 months' time, in 6 years' time. And that's when I really contribute to a lot of my success. I moved like the business owner I wanted to be, not the person I was right then.
And it's amazing what we can do when we have our backs up against the wall as well. Yeah. Like you said, you had no option. You made it redundant. And then there was also no, it wasn't guaranteed. There's no certainty as well. And I think when there's no certainty, I think that's when you have no option but to trust in yourself,
exactly.
Which is amazing too. Now, as your business started to grow, so let's look at the early stages. Let's look at the first, say, 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
As it grew, what are some of the common problems that, one, you encountered as well? Because obviously there are always going to be problems that you encountered, but then also the problems that potential clients or clients that were coming to you were encountering as well. So let's talk about your problems that you encountered in your business, and then we'll look at the women that came to you needing help.
The biggest thing that I really encountered was coming from a human that wasn't really into social media. So I didn't want to be hyper visible. I had a private Instagram account that I very rarely posted on, like my private life. I had a very boring Facebook page. Like that was my experience of social media. And then having a business that relied on me to market it but consistently, daily, using social media, felt really uncomfortable. Getting visible, showing up in front of people, being open to people criticizing me or seeing me in a very different light or disagreeing with my beliefs or what I was saying about business really took a lot of guts to keep on moving forward because I'd always shied away from that. And it's something that becomes easier over time. But I remember the first time I actively sold on my Instagram stories, like face to camera, I think I recorded it like 10 times. I made my husband leave the apartment we were living in. I need some space. Like, please leave.
Yeah.
And now I can really show up in very different ways. No makeup on, my hair not done, you know, with it not being fully presentable because I feel really safe in my community. I really feel really safe selling all the time. I know I bring a lot of value, but it took a lot of time to reach that and actually understand the value I can bring. And you don't need to be the influencer or have a million followers to show up and sell your business. You do not need to wait for that. And that's the biggest thing I see my clients or the women I'm working with coming to me with is my audience won't want to hear from me. My audience doesn't want to be sold to. Why would my audience work with me over this person? And it's that self-belief we've got to step into that our skills are so valuable. Our skills are so needed that there is literally a version of you out there right now in awe of what you're doing. And I know if I was to meet the 2019 version of me who was working two jobs, working like 60-hour weeks, who was living paycheck to paycheck, felt really frightened around money. If I was to meet the version of me now, she would have so many questions. And that's what I always say to my clients. You have come so far not fully believing in yourself. You've come so far second-guessing yourself, questioning yourself. Imagine how far you would move if you backed yourself 100%. If you realized and deeply trusted that people want your offerings, people want to be sold to, people want to be in your world, people see you as the obvious choice and the person they want to like learn from. And when they step into that self-trust for the first time and really move with it, their life and their business and their financial situation changes dramatically.
Just interrupting this episode with a quick reminder. If you want to become an author in 6 months and create more income, influence, and impact in your industry, then join the Idea to Impact waitlist. It's perfect for business owners and experts looking to become best-selling authors. Check out the Idea to Impact link in the show notes and we'll let you know when spots open up. Now let's get back to the episode. And what would you contribute to building that self-trust? So with yourself, like especially the early stages of your business, you had to show up consistently, obviously, as well. How do you help your clients overcome that fear of consistently showing up and really educating them on educating them on what's on the other side. And I'm sure you can see it better than what they can initially. And how do you help them overcome that?
It really is like you've got to strengthen that sort of that muscle within yourself. And it's sort of like going to the gym. The first time you go it, you're like, that was hard. How is this going to become a regular thing? You sort of, you leave the gym, you're like, you're sore for the next couple of days. You're not in that motivated space. It feels really hard to sort of build that habit, to make that a part of your life. But as you show up more for yourself, as you really start executing a little bit of self-discipline, it will become easier and your brain will actively switch over to looking for the evidence that it's working rather than the evidence that it's not. But it really takes the pushing through and being ultra committed to consistency. And I always say this to all of my clients, there is no secret to business success. It's the women and the men who are hyper consistent in their business on the days where they didn't feel like it, on the days where it felt really hard, the days where their mindset was not where they wanted it to be, and they pushed through that. And it just becomes this really beautiful part of their routine, and their routine's becoming like the version of their higher self. And something I always say to my clients too to tap into is today could be the day your dream client is about to buy and they're waiting for you to show up, to give them the reason to take the next step forward. They're looking for the reason to trust you. And if you don't show up today, they're tapping out of that. They've lost that trust in you. And I think that's really helped my clients show up in that very different way, and myself too in my early days, is by not showing up, by not selling, by not promoting your business, by not sharing how you can impact the world. It's a disservice, and you're letting people down whose lives you can impact so positively.
Yeah, 100%. And it's one thing as well, especially earlier on too, I believe it contributes to everyone has a fear. Everyone has fears, yes. But everyone should practice being courageous. And I think no matter what, we all will have fears. We're always going to have fears. And I think I wrote in my first book that a police officer, firefighters, they all have fears, but they've continually practiced courageously going into a burning building, that they do it. So when they show up, they go straight into that building and they know what they've got to do. And I think it's the practice in the process and the commitment to the consistency, like you said, is what helps them and is what helps your clients to get to the other side and to get to where they want to go to as well.
I love that.
So that's just something interesting about the practicing courageously, and it becomes a lot easier.
I love that. And I think we all start at the same level. Like if we're using the firefighter analogy, no one's starting there one day knowing the secret to fighting fires. We're all starting at the exact same level. No one starts a business being fully booked. No one starts a business with a million clients. No one starts a business with a podcast that has 2 million active listeners each week. We all start at the same level. And we're also sort of literally built with the same level of skills. When you listen to like Olympians or incredible athletes speaking, they weren't born with these outrageous skills to be an incredible tennis player. They are born with the commitment to like their destiny and born with the commitment to really show up as that incredible version of themselves. And they have that deep, deep trust and they work on that every day. And it's the exact same thing with business. That seven-figure business owner that we're so inspired by literally started at the same stage as you. And I find that so inspiring and so encouraging. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, your own business journey, because we know it impacts our lives tremendously. And I think when we step into something like that, it puts us on a new trajectory, something that we never thought. So your own business, how has that impacted your life, both personally, but also professionally as well?
So personally, it's completely changed my life. I remember going to my parents' house after working like my 9 to 5 and being like this grumpy bitch, just being so annoyed, always snappy, being tired, just feeling really frustrated. I was living a life that I didn't want to live. And my parents were retired after working their whole lives. And I remember saying to them, oh, you don't know what it's like to like work every day. And they're like, what are you talking about? We've worked every day and now we're retiring. And I was really like stuck in victimhood. I was really stuck as like, I'm a victim. I can do nothing to change this. And then I realized I was in the driver's seat of changing my life. So now I work 3, maybe 4 days a week. I never work a Monday or a Tuesday when my husband is at home because my husband works shift work. I've been able to make financial decisions that I never could have dreamt of back in my old life. We've taken more holidays, flown business class, all the things that I thought were just one big dream have now become my reality, all because I chose to be scared and start my business. And then when we look at it at a professional level, I have connected with more people than I've ever thought was possible. I actually wake up every day excited about the work I'm going to do, like feeling really passionate. The old me, I just assumed I wasn't a very motivated human. Like I didn't really care about goals. It's because I wasn't motivated by the environment I was working in. I'm not motivated by what my boss was setting me and my KPIs and the 9-to-5 I didn't enjoy. I am motivated by the KPIs I set that can change my life and business. And then, of course, like working with women who are just so deserving of their dream lives. And like some of the biggest ones that come to mind are helping people quit their 9-to-5s, helping women leave like FIFO situations and be home a lot more with their kids, helping women create like 20, 30K months and they're able to travel the world, take their husband with them, and it's a life they didn't think was possible. And to play even a small role in that, it just feels so freaking good because we do not need to be stuck in a 9-to-5 office not living out our potential to have a good life. There are so many other incredible routes we can take if we decide to get a little bit uncomfortable.
Exactly. And I think there's a new generation, I believe, in business. And I believe that is where it's heading, with a lot more transition towards being online, working for yourself. And of course, you're always going to have jobs and 9-to-5 jobs. But I believe there's just such now a shift in what is possible for people too. I don't know what that attributes to. I mean, technology advancements, of course, and the capabilities that we're able to have a laptop and work from wherever we want. But it's really exciting to be in business, especially starting a new business right now. I think that can be such an exciting thing for people to really believe what is possible for them as well in the current climate, in the current world as well. And I'm going to now touch on a question for you, and you almost already answered it, but what's the most rewarding part of your business?
There's two things. The most rewarding part is finally being in control of my finances, of my routine, of how I spend my days, the fact that I can book holidays and not tell anyone. I can literally just go tomorrow if I chose to. And then also changing the lives of incredible women. Like women get on calls with me, I chat with them in the DMs and they have this endless potential and they're in this soul-sucking 9-to-5 job or they've started a business and it's just not going how they thought it would. They're just not making the impact, creating that income and being able to support them to use the skills they've been developing for years and show them how everything they desired is within their grasp is that makes me so happy. Like I go to bed thinking about that because these women are going to create so much change, so much positive impact. The world needs more people like this. And finally, they're able to create that impact. And they're not stuck behind a job. They're not stuck behind a computer, just going through the motions. They're out there living it and just doing amazing things.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And what are there any particular stories that you have for your clients that I guess stand out for you in regards to leaving their job and that's made you feel, wow, you know, I played a small role in this, but ultimately, you know, we all, like you said, you have your story about being made redundant. Is there one particular story that you have with your client that stands out to you?
Yes. So one of my clients, she was pregnant. She was made redundant. I think she was getting towards the end of her pregnancy. Finding a job at that end of her pregnancy was going to be really hard. She also didn't want to be on her feet all the time. She felt like this is the worst case scenario. She wanted to have maternity leave. How is she going to do all this? And she actually used the final months of her pregnancy to start her business. And I think after the first couple of weeks of her baby being born, she was fully booked. She was working part-time hours. I think she was earning more than what she was in her 9-to-5, all from home, all while being with her baby, all while not having the stress. And like if she had a rough night with the baby, not a problem because she had the power to create her schedule the next day. If she wanted to work on the weekends when the baby was sleeping, she could just jump online and do some things. And being able to show her what that true freedom and flexibility looked like, but also to never have to experience the fear of being made redundant in a really scary time of your life, having your first baby, buying a house, all those things where you feel like this is the worst thing that can happen to me, and be able to create such a positive experience from that. That makes me really happy to think of. And now she's coaching women to start their businesses and show mums how they can have it all. And that makes me so happy because my impact on her has had this like flow on effect where she's impacting hundreds of women. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah. And it's just like a domino effect, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
If you view, as well as it's, you know, if you put that out there into the world, put that out there into the universe, the change that you want to make, you get more joy from making the impact on other people. You know, yes. It's like me writing a book. You know, I get joy in having a book that's published, but I get so much more joy in helping other people achieve what they want to set out to achieve when it comes to writing a book. I think that's why we all enjoy what we do, and you know, we do it for the first time, and then we want to help other people do it because we can see the results and we can see what's on the other side of it. So that's an incredible story. Now, two last things for this episode. I ask every guest this, but if you were to write a book based on your business journey, what would be the message and lessons you want to share?
Oh, I created my dream life because I chose to be scared for like 6 months. Like, in my whole business journey, I spent the first 6 months really freaking scared. Is this going to work? Oh my God, like, people are paying me, working my money mindset, working on my mindset, feeling deeply uncomfortable. That 6 months of deep, deep discomfort has changed like the direction of my life, all because I chose to be scared, all because I decided to put my face on Instagram and sell my services. And I think if you are willing to be uncomfortable and scared for a brief period of time and willing to stretch yourself, you can drastically change your life.
Ah, that's awesome. And looking towards your future, so do you have any specific goals for your future inside your business? And I guess, how do you plan to take them? Because we all want to take ourselves to that next level as well. Mm. And how do you plan on continuing to make an impact as well in both your life, but also in the lives of others too?
I love this. So I think my next focus now is to create my next level set of freedom while really impacting women. So I think that for us, what that looks like, me and my team are working on is launching a group coaching mastermind in early 2025. And that will most likely be open all the time. So it won't be open and shut, making that available all the time. And something I'm really excited to dive into more is having really exciting funnels set up so I can make sales every single day. That's the stuff that lights me up. Waking up and you're like, oh my God, someone who I've never spoken to has just like invested in my business. Like, that is such a cool feeling. And knowing that I can impact someone who I've never even met, that gets me so excited. And also sharing that with my clients so they can have next level freedom. They can travel. They can have that, just that taste of, you can have this incredible business that you don't need to be in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to be a wildly successful.
That's amazing. That's amazing. All right. So we'll sign off on this episode. And if anyone wants to reach out for you, or if anyone wants to reach out to you, where can people find you?
Instagram is the best one. That's where I'm the most active. I love getting DMs for everyone. So it's just LouiseCornell_.
I'll put it in the show notes anyway. But thank you so much for joining me. It's been exciting watching you over the last however many years grow out of your full-time job at the pub and stuff, and then now doing what you're doing. It's incredible.
Likewise. It's been such a pleasure watching your journey, and it's so cool when you know the old version of them. Like, I knew you from working at the pub when you were talking about writing books, and now you're doing it. And like, it's such a privilege to witness that journey on your end as well.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. And I'm sure I'll be speaking to you very soon anyway. But for those out there, I will put Louise's details in the show notes. But until next time, we'll catch you on the next episode.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.